From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. I'm joined on the line by the newly sworn-in U.S. Representative for Arkansas's 4th District, which includes towns like Texarkana, El Dorado, Hot Springs, and Pine Bluff. Congressman Bruce Westerman is speaking to us from Washington. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jacob. It's good to be on the show with you today. Now, we can't forget those towns up in the northern part of the district, like Clarksville and Huntsville and Charleston. You know, it's a very large district.
Surely is. The House voted this week on a change to the Affordable Care Act, one of many Republicans hope to implement with this new Congress. And now the party also has, of course, majority in both chambers. Currently, the Affordable Care Act requires employers with more than 100 workers to offer insurance to those working more than 30 hours a week. Congressman, you voted to move that threshold up to 40 hours a week. Why do you support that change?
Well, on a multitude of reasons, I support making the standard work week 40 hours versus 30 hours and just restoring the work week back to its traditional 40-hour week. The existing 30-hour week has impacted several groups somewhat disproportionately. There's about 2.6 million people who earn $30,000 or less per year, and they're at risk losing work hours under the current 30-hour week. Also, the data shows, and this came from the Ways and Means Committee in the 113th Congress, that 63% of women will be impacted under the current law, and 89% of those without a college degree will be impacted. So this is a bill that allows one thing for companies to expand and do business, and it also allows workers to make more money, and workers that, I mean, all workers need as much income as they can get in today's economy, but going from 30 hours to 40 hours per week is a significant boost to family income.
And the Congressional Budget Office estimates, though, that nearly a million people might lose employer-based health care and end up instead on some government-sponsored insurance. The CBO also projects about 500,000 people might simply lose their insurance altogether, and that the deficit could grow by over $50 billion in 10 years if these changes are made. Are you worried about any of those projections or repercussions?
I think you're referencing a CBO report before we incorporated dynamic scoring into it. That same report also said that it would lower taxes by $63 billion per year, and that's going to help businesses to hire more people, work more hours, and generate a stronger economy. You know, I think any way you slice it, allowing workers to go from 30 hours to 40 hours per week without penalizing the employers on that is going to be good for the economy.
And this is certainly something that seems to have the potential for some bipartisan support in both chambers. The president has indicated he might veto it. How do you feel? Can you gauge the support there if there are enough votes not just to pass in the House but to override a veto?
We'll have to see when and if it gets vetoed. I mean, you know, we're talking about that CBO report, and it also showed it would generate $75 billion in higher wages to workers, so you're going to get more tax revenue off of that. It's definitely going to be a benefit to the economy. You know, when I think about the president's threat to veto, this actually makes me wonder if he wants to stand with Arkansas workers or if he just wants to protect his legacy.
And speaking a little bit more broadly, ultimately, do you as a congressman contend that employers, even these large ones that have a few hundred employees, that they don't have that obligation to provide insurance to the part-time workers? Are you worried that instead of these companies providing insurance for part-time workers end up being on welfare rolls and taxpayers end up supporting them instead of these larger profitable companies?
No, I think as people have more income, they'll be able to participate in employer insurance programs. And you know, I think it should be up to the employers on what kind of benefits they offer. And if they don't offer benefits as good as the next guy down the road, then guess what? They're going to have a hard time keeping their employees.
Repeals and revisions of the Affordable Care Act are certainly nothing new, but the makeup of both the House and Senate are. Newly sworn-in Republican U.S. Representative Bruce Westerman, thanks for telling us a little bit about what's going on in Washington as the 114th Congress begins.
Well, thank you, Jacob. I enjoy the opportunity and look forward to the next visit.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.